That's Sports Up Live. That's Sports Up Live. That's Sports Up Live. That's Sports Up Live.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, 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 welcome. That's my, of course, my famous introduction catchphrase. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You got to hit it four times. That's how you know that it's the Mayor Fish special. I'm your host of the Sports of Life. I am Mayor Fish. I am the mayor of Dip Falls. I am your leader. I am in charge of you. I make the decisions on the budget, where the money goes, and so on and so forth. And of course, I'm always joined by my co-host on the Sports of Life, the sports in the sports of life, so to speak. It's my co-host, Sports Dan.
Hey, we're talking about sports.
Yeah. Well, not yet, Sports Dan. And Sports Dan always gets so excited to talk about sports that even it's like, I was just talking about the title of the podcast or the show or whatever. And I was just saying the sports of life, which is the title of it. But Dan, Sports Dan, hears the word sports and he's like, yeah, we're talking about sports. He's champing at the bit. He loves talking sports. Dan, what's happening in sports? This is the week of September 14th, 2017, of course. What's happening in the wide world of sports today, Sports Dan?
High school football just started.
Yeah. Did it?
Yeah.
Who? How's the team? And of course, we have what? Did it though?
A couple weeks ago.
Week three now. Okay. Well, and Sports Dan would know. And I, you know, it sometimes it'll sound like, oh, are you questioning Sports Dan on things? And it's like, okay, I'll level with you. Is my confidence in Sports Dan and his knowledge at the same level that it was 3 weeks ago before the incident happened, before I sort of became aware of sort of some of the stuff that he was getting up to drugs and alcohol wise? No, but the bottom line is he's the sportsman in town and he knows more about sports than I do. And so I have to defer to him. So how is the high school team looking this year, Sports Dan? Last year, of course, very, very tough season. They didn't win a game, did they?
No, they went 0-10.
0-10. And there was more games in that. And I know that there was more games in that, but I don't want to question Sports Dan on it because it's like, it's all he's got. And so if I start questioning, but I know there were more games. They played a lot more than 10 games. But the point is that they did not win a game. And so how's the season started this year? They played games already, or is it just in training camp?
Yeah, they played two games. They almost won. It was close.
They almost won.
But
we're going to get some scores there, Sports Dan. You're going to hit us with some scores? Can you just, because we've been dealing with this a lot, if you don't know, just say you don't know the score, because we've had a lot of letters getting written in. Why is Sports Dan quoting the wrong scores? Sports Dan is slurring a lot today. Sports Dan has been calling my house late at night. And anyways, Sports Dan, if you don't know what the scores were, just admit to it, please. But if you do know what they were, hit us with those scores.
It was 42-32 for the Eagles.
The Eagles.
They beat the Titans.
The Titans. That's not the name. Titans. Not the name of our team. Now, and so that it makes me wonder now where my brain goes now is he talking about the right game? Was he watching the right game? Is he looking at the right score even? Because the Titans, that's not the team. That's not the name of Dip Falls High. Dip Falls High is, of course, as we all know, it's the Raccoons. It's the Honey Badgers. Sorry, Honey Badgers. My apologies. It's the Honey Badgers. So
I might have just checked the NFL scores.
That's cool.
That's my mistake.
No problem, Sports Dan. So, Sports Dan, anything else going on in your life this week? How is the... Are you still getting a divorce?
Divorce is pending. We're trying to work it out.
The divorce is pending. He talks... Everything for this guy is like sports. He's like... This is his life. I mean, this is his childhood sweetheart. This is his entire life. You know, his family, he's seeing his, basically his life is slipping away from him right now. And still though, he refers to it in terms of sports. He still says it's pending, you know, which is kind of a cool thing about Sports Dan. But yeah, it's still having obviously the issues. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm down at halftime, but I think a second half comeback is in order.
You're down at halftime. So I'm not. So you're seeing it as halfway through. Okay. I'm not sure that that one really is the best metaphor. I was going to ask you, are you still having the issues with your son? With your son, how he's not letting you use the bathroom?
Yeah. He ignores me when I knock.
Yeah. Well, I am, and I'm under the, and I've been told that he's put a lock in, and that you don't have the key, and so that makes me again, it gets my mind going, Sports Dan, and my mind is always going, you know that. That's how I became the mayor, and it wasn't, it didn't have any, and it wasn't, and all of the stuff that all of the newspaper, and by the way, that guy's gone, who was doing the newspaper when those articles were coming out. I won, absolutely fair and square. But it gets my mind going as I say, well, this guy's living in a home where he does not have physical access to a toilet. And it makes me wonder, where are you doing a shit, Sports Dan? You want to get into that at all?
I'm going in the studio mostly.
Yeah. We don't have a toilet. And that was going to be my second question, and it's been answered, and it was about the smell. So, folks, as always on the Sports of Life, we talk a little bit of sports, we talk a little bit of life, and we have a couple of segments. I do want to go through the stupidest kid rankings. How Sports Dan, your son is. He's just winning by a landslide. I mean, how do you feel about that, Sports Dan, to have your, I mean, he's running away with it. So on one level, he's going to get the trophy. You know, you guys are going to get the pie, right? Everybody gets banana cream pie if your son wins. I went ahead and said son there, and that's not fair. Of course, yes, it has been a boy every single year, but it could potentially be, you know, a girl. It doesn't have to be a boy, but it just always has been. But yeah, you win a banana cream pie. Looks like you're getting it this year. Now I have a question for you. After, are you sick of the pies at this point after winning year in, year out?
No, I like the pies a lot. The banana cream is my favorite type, and it really softens the blow a little bit of getting the stupidest kid year after year.
Yeah. So people are talking about it, and they have mentioned the possibility that potentially you are basically throwing this thing so you can get the pies. You know that you can just go to a store and buy the pies, right?
They won't let me in the store
they
anymore.
They won't let you in the store anymore.
They said I smelled bad.
That makes sense. You're constantly just caked in your own feces. Sports Dan, do you got a motivational talk in you today? Now, of course, this is one of our top segments, one of our most beloved segments. Certainly, it's the Sports Dan motivational talk. Sports Dan, are you still doing any coaching? Officially in an official capacity?
Only for my Madden team.
Just for your Madden team. And what is that, video games?
Yes.
So you are And how many hours a day are you playing Madden? Be honest with me, Sports Dan, please.
Well, I've really lost track.
Yeah. Does it sort of feel sometimes like the Madden is your real life and the part where you go and sort of get food and stuff, that's the video game?
Yeah, it can feel like that sometimes.
So just to catch everybody up, if you're new to the podcast, Sports Dan is, he's got a stupidest kid 5 years in a row. His wife is divorcing him. He has lost access to his own bathroom and shits all over himself constantly. He's caked in his own shit, banned from most stores in the city, and spends all of his day playing video games. But anyways, let's get down to the Sports Dan motivational talk. This is Sports Dan, get his famous brand of motivational speaking that he would utilize when coaching. How long has it been, though, since you have officially been a coach, Sports Dan?
Three seasons.
Three seasons. And that's years, by the way. He calls years seasons, you know. He says, right. How what? How old are you, Sports Dan?
I'm 46.
Well, I thought he was gonna say seasons. I mean, that was kind of the whole reason why I said it. You know, he's also not 46, by the way. He's 51. Why would you lie about that? That seems strange. Is it because you're gonna be single soon? And you're going to be back out there. Is that daunting for somebody? I often wonder. I of course, I'm in a very, very, very happy marriage with my beautiful wife, Spike, from the television show Degrassi High. And so we have a beautiful, loving relationship. We have sex every single night. So I don't really know what any of this would be like, because Spike and I are just like, oh, I mean, of course we have drama. Of course there's drama going on in our lives. And it's like, of course, every single day at the beginning of the day, we're tasked with some sort of problem, some sort of, emotionally driven issue that we have to deal with. And then by the end of the day, yes, of course, we do manage to deal with it and we learn a lesson as a result. But the point is that we are happy together, and so I don't know what it's like to be a single person. But is it scary at your age, 51? 51 years old, now you're getting out there, caked in shit? I mean, is that intimidating? Is it daunting? Are you looking to find somebody else, Sports Dan?
Yeah, well, I'm mostly looking on the people I play again in Madden. I'm that's hoping not, to meet a nice lady there.
That's not how. It's just, first off, I'm not gonna take it this way, but I feel like you should be looking for someone where there is 100% 18 plus, where everybody who you are dealing with is 18 plus, Sports Dad. But I know all the people that you're talking with are, of course, grown-ups. But it is very strange because, Sports Dan, this is, I feel like a very sort of, not the best arena to be meeting somebody, right? I mean, not to say it can't happen. I mean, have you had any success at all?
No, but well, I just feel like that's where I could show off most of my skills.
Mm-hmm. As a playing video games, because it's all you do. So what happened to you, Sports Dan? Because you once were, of course, you wrote you were the sports editor for the local newspaper, as well as the coach of the high school football team, as well as the announcer for the local what do we have? What's the sport that we have? I always forget what it is. It's not one of the big ones. What is it? Hurling? It's the Irish one. So you were an announcer for the hurling, and what happened exactly? What precipitated this fall from grace? Do you have a defining moment in your life where it all started to go bad? He's crying. He just started crying. So it's a sports fan. I did not mean, I'll be honest with you, I did not mean to do this to you, and I apologize. If this is too serious a subject to talk about, I understand that. We don't like to get too serious on the podcast. It's just I will be honest with you. There is shit caked on the sides under your armpits. And I'm worried.
Yeah. I don't know the
And now he's not crying. Moments. And now he's not crying, but he's pretending to cry. He stopped. He was crying before. And I saw him crying. And then he stopped and he sort of regained his composure, but then he started fake crying. So I'm not sure what that was about, Sports Dad. But anyways, continue. Sorry.
I'll pull it together.
Again, not crying. Again, this is all, I'm not sure why he feels the need to continue this farce. But anyways, go on, Sports Dan. What was the moment when you realized that, you know, or what was the what happened? The defining moment when you really started to tumble, you know, towards rock bottom.
I was trying to go for the Madden championship.
I see.
For my sixth season in a row.
So this, it was, and then, video games.
Yeah, my family started not appreciating that anymore. And
they did at one point. So at one point they appreciated your addiction to video games, or they were sort of proud of your abilities as a Madden player?
Well, they were tolerating it.
I see.
I kind of lost track of them.
I see. Kind of lost track of them. And then at some point it came to, it came to the point where, you know, your son's locking you out of the toilet and you're shitting all over yourself. Wife's going to get a divorce from you. And you said earlier that it's pending. Now I'm just pulling up the, I'm the mayor, of course, of the town, Mayor Fish. So I'm just looking at, I mean, this has gone through. Are you aware of that and you're lying about it, or are you just not aware? You're divorced.
Well, if I don't look at it, then I can't find out.
You have a suitcase with you that, I mean, it's got all of your stuff in it clearly. So you're out of the house.
Yeah.
I mean, where are you playing Madden? Okay. So let's get in, though. This is all very, very sad to hear. Obviously, we hope for the best for Sports Dan, but we do need to get to Sports Dan's motivational talk. Sports Dan, let's give us a little bit of halftime motivation in life and speak to the listeners. And I mean, God, yeah, I know it's not, you don't really... with all the stuff we just heard, but it's a segment we do and we got to fill this time up. So here we go. Sports Dan's motivational talk.
Hey, cue the music.
Again, we don't have music for this, Sports Dan. We've never had music for it. It's not something we've ever had.
Okay.
So
I can do it without the music.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. It's the only way that you can do it. It's the only way you ever have done it. And so I'm not even sure. Go ahead.
Sometimes you don't want to get up off the couch.
Yeah. And then you don't. Right?
Yeah.
Like when you don't want to get off the couch, you sit there and you keep playing Madden, right?
Yeah, I was going to pretend I do for the speech.
Okay. Sorry, I shouldn't. This is your speech and your time, and I should actually back off here. You go ahead, Sports Dan.
Sometimes you don't want to get up off the couch, but then you sit there for a while, and your life passes you by, and three seasons have passed. But you got to get up off that couch, and then get your suitcase and.
Okay, sorry.
See if.
No, I don't want to now you're telling them to leave their homes? I think you were forced to leave. So I think probably for some people, they can find motivation and not leave their homes. But sorry, I'm going to step back. I'm going to step back. You do your thing. That you were on a roll there, so you keep going.
It might have got a bit too personal. Mm-hmm.
So they should not grab their suitcase, but they should get up off the couch. What should they do next once they get up off that couch?
Yeah, you should go to your son and tell him, I get to use the toilet too.
Yeah. Okay. So thanks, Sports Dan. Appreciate that. And by the way, what happens when you do that? When you go to your son and say, I get to use the toilet too? I mean, what happened? Because, of course, you're out of the home altogether now. We've actually figured out. But what would happen before when you said, I get to use the bathroom too? What would he say?
He slammed the door and said, Coach Williamson is my coach and father now.
Okay. So wow, that is absolutely horrifyingly sad. So, because Coach Williamson, I want to be clear, not in a relationship with his wife. It's just simply his son's coach. So this kid is so desperate for a father figure, in spite of the fact that he physically had one in his life, that he's actually saying, my new dad is my coach. And he's my new coach. And what hurt more? Because I know you take coaching very seriously. Did it hurt more to hear that you had lost your son, or that you had lost a pupil? I guess, what would you say? What is a coach? An athlete? An athlete, I guess, right? Or a team member, I guess.
I think of him as my peer.
Well, that he's not. If he was your peer, he would let you take a shit in your own bathroom, for one. Okay, so we sort of have done a little bit of sports therapy with Sports Den. That's another segment we have done in the past. Speaking of which, you thought about going to therapy maybe, Dan? Not sports therapy, but just sort of regular therapy, have someone to talk to about some of this stuff that's going on. Seems like you're sort of just keeping it all inside. You're just about ready to explode, my man. And he's just right. He just gave me a... So when I said that, you notice, there's a big pause there. So he just gave me, on Taxi, he just looked at me and gave me the craziest eyes and started doing the little loco thing with his finger, to his head, I'm loco. It was really genuinely scary and one of the scariest moments that I've ever had in this studio. So have you thought about, and remember, my question was, have you thought about going to therapy to talk to someone about this? And he looked at me and just put his finger to his thing and started going
I took up jogging. I think that's going to help a lot.
Yeah. With what? Just getting out there and just more physical activity? So how often are you jogging? Would you say?
Two times per week.
So, and I have a question for you, obviously, because, I'm the mayor of the town. So obviously I speak to the police chief, and so on. So when did you start this jogging?
Before the season.
Okay, so that would be a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Because that does sort of coincide with a series of, I guess, I don't know what the right word is for it, but destruction of property. Basically, somebody leaving dirty, soiled adult diapers in people's mail slots.
I wouldn't know about that.
See, and I'll tell you what, it's like He tried to pretend. Did you hear him? He was like, and he's trying to pretend like he's like playing it up. It's reverse psychology by Sports Dan, because I hate to break it to him. I know it's him. I know that he's leaving the dirty soiled diapers. I know he uses adult diapers. I know that he obviously has had to use them ever since he's been locked out of his bathroom and unable to use his own toilet to take shits. I know that he has vendettas against a lot of the people in town, and those people specifically are being affected by this. But he's pulling the double reverse psychology of like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. And then I'm supposed to think, oh, wait, he's trying to act like he doesn't. And why would he do that so obviously if he actually did? He wouldn't want me to. Nice try, Sports Dan. You got to stop doing that, please. What's the end game with the dirty soiled diapers? And please, I know I can't force you to, but I would say, please, Sports Dan, go and talk to someone, right? Debbie, the therapist, she got open slots. Right, the Farley twins just killed each other in a fist fight, punched each other at the same time, and they both died. And they were going to her, so I mean, there's open slots. You can go and see her.
Okay. Well, I thought if I put the diaper in Coach Williamson's mailbox, it'd make me feel better.
Mm-hmm. Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So next segment that we have here is one of our favorite segments on the podcast, Where Not to Fish. So have you been doing any fishing lately, Sports Dan?
Yeah, a lot of fishing.
Mm-hmm. Have you caught anything, any big catches?
No.
Where have you been doing your fishing?
At the lake.
Yeah. Pooh Lake? You're fishing at Pooh Lake again?
Yeah, some people like to call it that.
It's the official name of it. Signs posted calling it that. It has a huge, huge issue with poo, large amounts of poo. And basically in this... This sounds like it does not make sense, and it could not be possible, but there's so much poo in this lake that basically there is like fish, but the fish are poo. So it's like they're not moving, but they're like, that's a trout, but it's poo. And it's just formed into look like a trout because it's like the poo is like recreating a lake. And so you're out fishing at Pooh Lake, catching poo, and bringing it back. And yeah.
It makes it easier to find a place to defecate. Mm-hmm. When I'm at Pooh Lake.
So you poo into the lake and then you fish out your own poo that takes the form of a poo salmon. And then you take your own poo formed into a salmon and you put it up over top of your fireplace on like a display. But it's like poo. So it's like dripping off of it. You know, it's not even like it's hardened. So it's just sort of, anyways, there's no need. This episode, it has really devolved, and I gotta say, it's becoming harder and harder to do the show with you. And I wonder at this point, you know, do you want to still do it?
This is all I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does make this harder because I was hoping you were gonna say that you do not want to still do it because you saying, oh, this is all I have. Yeah, that's tough to hear because. You're fired.
Okay. Can I stay the rest of the show?
It's over, man. Like, I guess there's only like 45 more seconds or something. That's it. So, yeah, you could stay for the rest of it. Any parting words? Anything you want to leave everybody with?
Get yourself a nice trophy. It makes you feel better.
you talking about your when you put your poo and put it up on a plaque and put it over top of your fireplace?
Yeah, for me personally.
Well, Sports Dan, I hope that you get shit together, man. I mean, I'll be honest with you. You once were a great man, and I think you can be a great man again. I think you need to stop playing video games. I think you need to get out in the real world. I think it's a good idea to jog. I don't think right now you're jogging. I think, in fact, you're basically taking your soiled adult diapers and running around different neighborhoods and leaving them in people's mail slots. I don't think the physical activity has anything to do with it. I think that you're having a mental breakdown. So I would implore you to speak to somebody about the issues that you're having, clean yourself up physically, and get back out there, and then maybe, potentially, we can do the podcast again sometime.
Yeah, I'll work on that.
So I'm thinking, obviously, it's September 14th, 2017. I'm thinking maybe in 3 years, potentially 3 years from now, we give it another go. I mean, we had a good run. I mean, how long did we do this for? 6 years? I mean, we had a good run. You know, maybe you take a little break. We go our separate ways. Who knows? 2020 rolls around. Maybe we come back and try it again. What do you say? You just cut out. You completely cut out. Now I can't hear him. Do you guys hear this? This is literally, that was his last fucking words. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
That's Sports Up Live! That's Sports Up Live! That's Sports Up Live! That's Sports Up Live!